News release. U.S. Senator Gary Peters. Washington, D.C., U.S. Senator Gary Peters, M.I., Chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, introduced bipartisan legislation to strengthen cybersecurity assistance partnerships between the United States and our international partners and allies. The bill would allow the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to quickly provide support to foreign partners, such as Ukraine, that continue to face increasing cybersecurity threats. The legislation would also ensure that the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, can work with international allies to strengthen our nation's defenses and protect critical foreign networks like financial markets and oil pipelines that are essential to the global economy. Cyber attacks against networks around the world can affect the global economy and even cause disruptions here at home. That is why the United States must ensure our international partners have the ability to fight back and prevent breaches, said Senator Peters. This bipartisan bill will enhance our cybersecurity cooperation with international allies and partners to mitigate cybersecurity threats. Current authorities can delay DHS' ability to quickly respond when foreign countries request cybersecurity assistance from the United States. For example, at the start of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, it took weeks for DHS to provide requested support for cybersecurity defenses. The DHS International Cyber Partner Act would authorize DHS and CISA to assign personnel to foreign locations and provide expertise to foreign governments and international organizations on cybersecurity and other homeland security efforts. The bill also allows CISA to include international partners in existing cybersecurity programs that help protect critical infrastructure systems that could disrupt America's national and economic security if breached. As chairman of the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, Peters has led a number of efforts to ensure our nation is better prepared to defend against cyber attacks.